Now lies the new year, and the night passes. The day drives out the dark as Triton bids. But wild weathers of the world wakened thereout. Clouds casting kindly the cold to the earth, with nigh enough from the north the naked to teen. The snow snitted full snart that snaithed the wild. The whirlwind wind rapped from the high, and drove each dale full of drifts full great. The lead listened full well that lay in his bed, though he locks his lids full little he sleeps. By each cock that crowed he knew well the Stephen. Deliverly he dressed up ere the day springed, for there was light of a lamp that leamed in his chamber. He called to his chamberlain that coftly him sweared, and bade him bring him his bruny and his blonk saddle. That other firks him up and fetches him his weeds, and graths him Sir Gawain upon a great wise. First he clad him in his clothes, the cold for to wear, and sith in his other harness that holdly was kept, both his paunts and his plates piked full clean, the rings rolled of the rust of his rich bruny, and all was fresh as upon first, and he was fain then to thonk. He hayed upon each piece, wiped full well and blonk, the gayest here to Greece, the burn bade, brought his blonk. While the blonkest weeds he wore upon himself, his coat, with the connoissance of the clear works, inured upon velvet virtuous stones, about beaten and bound in embroidered seams, and fair furred within with fair pellures, yet left he not the lace, the lady's gift, that forgot not Gawain for good of himself. By he had belted the brawn upon his bulge haunches, then dressed his drury, double him about, swithe swethled his swain sweetly that night, the girdle of green silk that gay well beseemed, upon that royal red cloth that rich was to show, but wore not this ilk why for weal this girdle, for pride of the pendants that foes they were, and though the glittering gold glent upon ends, but for to save himself when suffer him behoved, to bide bail without debate of brond him to wear other knife, by that the bold man bound, winners thereout by live, all the many of renown, he thanketh oft full rive. Then was Greenland Graith that great was and huge, and had been sojourned sourly and in a sicker wise, him list prick for point that proud horse then. The why wins him to and whites at his lyre, and said soberly himself and by his sooth swears, here is a many in this moat that on Mensk thinks. The man them maintains, joy may they have. The leaf lady on life love her betide. If they for charity cherisen a guest, and hold honour in their hand, the hath o' them yield. And if I might life upon land lead any while, I should wretch you some reward readily, if I might. Then stepped he into stirrup and strides aloft. His shock showed him his shield. On shoulder he it laid, gorders on ringlet, with his gilt heels, and he starts on the stone, stood he no longer to prance. His hathel on horse was then, that bore his spear and lance. This castle to Christ I ken, he give it a good chance. The breach was brayed down, and the broad gates unbarred and borne open upon both halves. The burn blessed him by live, and the breeds passed, praises the porter before the prince kneeled, gave him God and good day that Gawain he save, and went on his way with his why one, that should teach him to torn to that teen place where the rueful race he should receive. They bogan by banks where boges are bare, they clomen by cliffs where clings the cold. The heaven was uphalt but ugly thereunder, mist mooged on the moor, malt on the mountains. Each hill had a hat, a mist-hackle huge, brooks spoiled and broke by banks about, shire shattering on shores where they down showed. Well a will was the way where they by wood should go, till it was soon seasoned that the sun rises that tide. They were on a hill full high, the white snow lay beside. The burn that rode him by bade his master abide. For I have wonen you hither why at this time, and now nigh ye not far from that note place that ye have spied and spurred to specially after. But I shall say you forsooth, sithen I you know, and ye are a lead upon life that I well love. Would ye watch by my wit ye worth the better? The place that ye priest to, full perilous is Halden. There wones a why in that waste, the worst upon earth. For he is stiff and stern and to strike loves, and more he is than any man upon middle earth, and his body bigger than the best four that are in Arthur's house, Hector other. He achieves that chance at the chapel green, there passes none by that place so proud in his arms, that he nay dins him to death with dint of his hand. For he is a man methless, and mercy none uses. For be it churl, other chaplain that by the chapel rides, monk, other mass priest, other any man else, him think as queen him to quell as quick go himself. Forth I say thee, as sooth as ye in saddle sit, come ye there, ye be killed, may the knight read. Trow ye me that truly, though ye had 20 lives to spend, he has wound here full yore, on bent much battered bend. Against his dint is sore, ye may not him defend. Forth I, good Sir Gawain, let the goan one, and go away some other gate upon God's half. Cares by some other kith, where Christ might you speed. And I shall hie me home again, and heat you further, that I shall swear by God and all his good halgers, as help me God and the Halidam, and oaths enough, that I shall tell you lane and lance never tell, that ever ye fonded to flee for freak that I wist. Grant mercy, quoth Gawain, and grutching he said, well worth thee why that wouldst my good, and that lelling me lane I leave well thou wouldst, founded for fair for to flee in form that thou tellest. I were a knight coward, I might not be excused, but I will to the chapel for chance that may fall, and talk with that ilk talk the tale that me list, worth it weal other woe, as the weird likes it have. Though he be a stern nape, to stifle and stand with stave, full well can Drighton shape his servants for to save. Marry, quoth that other man, now thou so much spell that thou wilt thine own nine to thyself, and thee list lose thy life, thee let I me keep. Have here thy helm on thy head, thy spear in thy hand, and ride you down this ilk rake by yon rock side, till thou be brought to the bottom of the Bream Valley. Then look a little on the lawn, on thy left hand, and thou shalt see in that slade the self chapel, and the boorish burn on bent that it keeps. Now farewell on God's half, Gawain the noble, for all the gold upon ground I nold go with ye, nor bear thee fellowship through this frith 1 foot further. By that, the why in the wood whence his bridle, hit the horse with the heels as hard as he might, leaps him over the lawn and leaves the knight there all one. By God's self, quoth Gawain, I will neither greet nor groan, to God's will I am full bane, and to him I have me tone. Then girds he to Gringlet and getters the rake, shoves in by a shore at a shade side, rides through the rough bank right to the dale, and then he waited him about, and wild it him thought, and saw no sign of reset besides nowhere, but high banks and brent upon both halves, and rough knuckled gnars with gnawn stones. The squares of the scouts skeined him thought. Then he hoved and withheld his horse at that time, and oft changed his cheer the chapel to seek. He saw none such on no side, and sally him thought, save a little on a lawn, a law as it were, a balsberg by a bank the brim beside, by a fork of a flood that furked there, the bourne bubbled therein as it boiled had. The knight catches his capel and comes to the law, lights down lovelily, and at a lind tatches the reins at his rich on a rough branch. Then he bogues to the berg, about it he walks, debating with himself what it be might. It had a hole at the end, and on either side, and overgrown with grass in glodes aware, and all was hollow within, no but an old cave, or a crevice of an old crag he could it not deem with spell. We lord, quoth the gentle knight, whether this be the green chapel, here might about midnight the devil his matins tell. Now Iwis, quoth Gawain, Wisty is here. This oratory is ugly, with herbs overgrown. Well beseems the why ruxled and green deal here his devotion in the devil's wise. Now I feel it is the fiend in my 5 wits that has stoken me this Stephen to stry me here. This is a chapel of mischance, that check it betides. It is the corsetest kirk that ever I came in. With high helm on his head, his lance in his hand, he roams up to the roof of the rough wounds. Then heard he from that hill in a hard rock, beyond the brook, in a bank, a wonder bream noise. What, it clattered in the cliff as it cleave wood, as one upon a grindlestone had ground a scythe. What, it whirred and wet as water at a mill. What, it rushed and rang wroth to hear. Then, by God, quoth Gawain, that gear, as I trow, is riched at the reverence me rank to meet by rote. Let God watch, we loo, it helps me not a mote. My life, though I forgoo, dread dotes me no lote. Then the knight calm call full high, who stifles in this stead my Stephen to hold? For now is good Gawain going right here. If any why aught will, win hither fast, other now, other never, his needs to speed. Abide, quoth one on the bank above over his head, and thou shalt have all in haste that I thee hight once. Yet he rushed with that road rapely in throw, and with wetting a wharf ere he would light, and sithen he covers by a crag and comes of a hole, whirling out of a row with a fell weapon, a Danish axe new dight that dint with to yield, with a boarish bit bent to the helm, filed on a filor 4 foot large. It was no less by that lace that leamed full bright, and the gome and the green geared as first, both the lyre and the legs, locks and beard, save that fair on his foot he found as on the earth, set the steel to the stone and stalked beside. When he wan to the water, there he weighed nulled. He hipped over on his axe and orbitly strides Bremley broth on a bent that broad was about, on snow. Sir Gawain the knight did meet, he knee lot him nothing low. That other said, now, sir sweet, of Stephen man may thee trow. Gawain, quoth that green gome, God thee mot look, I wis thou art welcome why to my place, and thou hast timed thy travail as true man should, and thou knowest the covenants kest us between. At this time 12 months thou took what thee falled, and I should at this new year yeply thee quite. And we are in this valley verily our one. Here are no ranks us to ride, real as us likes. Have thy helm off thy head, and have here thy pay. Busk no more debate than I thee bid then, when thou whipped off my head at a whap one. Nay, by God, quoth Gawain, that me ghost lent, I shall grotch thee no grue for Grem that falls, but stifle thee upon one stroke, and I shall stand still, and warp thee no warning to watch as thee likes nowhere. He leaned with the neck and lute, and showed that shire all bare, and let as he not doot, for dread he would not dare. Then the gome in the green graithed him swithe, gathers up his grim toll, Gawain to smite. With all the burr in his body he bore it aloft, munt as mightily as mar him he would. Had it driven adown as dreg as he attled, he had been dead of his dint that doughty was ever. But Gawain on that gisern glived him beside, as it came gliding adown on glowed him to shend, and shrank a little with the shoulders for the sharp iron. That other shock with a shunt the sheen withholds, and then reproved he the prince with many proud words. Thou art not Gawain, quoth the gome, that is so good holden, that never argued for no here by hill nor by vale, and now thou flest for furred ere thou feel harms. Such cowardice of that knight could I never hear. Neither fiked I nor fled freak when thou mintest, nor cast no cavillation in King's House Arthur. My head flew to my foot, and yet flew I never. And thou, ere any harm hint, args in heart, wherefore the better burn me bird be called therefore. Quoth Gawain, I shunt once, and so will I no more. But though my head fall on the stones, I cannot it restore. But busk burn by thy faith, and bring me to the point. Deal to me my destiny, and do it out of hand. For I shall stand thee a stroke, and start no more, till thine axe has me hit. Have here my troth. Have at thee then, quoth that other, and heaves it aloft, and waits as wrothly as he woad were. He mints at him mightily, but not the man rhymes, withheld heavily his hand, ere it hurt might. Gawain greatly abides, and glent with no member, but stood stilly as the stone, other a stump either, that rattled is in rocky ground with roots 100. Then merrily eft did he meal the man in the green. So now thou hast thy heart whole, hit me behoves. Hold thee now the high hold that Arthur thee ragged, and keep thy candle from this kest if it cover may. Gawain full grimly with green then said, ah, press on, thou throw man, thou threatenest too long. I hope that thy heart arg for thine own self. Forsooth, quoth that other freak, so fairly thou speak'st, I will no longer in light let thine errand right now. Then takes he him strives to strike, and frowns both lip and brow. No marvel that him mislike that hoped of no rescow. He lifts slightly his loam and lets it down fair, with the barb of the bit by the bare neck. Though he homeward heavily, hurt him no more, but snurt him on that one side that severed the hide. The sharp shrank to the flesh through the shire grease, that the sheen blood over his shoulders shot to the earth. And when the burn saw the blood blank on the snow, he sprit forth spend foot more than a spear length, hent heavily his helm, and on his head cast, shot with his shoulders his fair shield under, braids out a bright sword, and grimly he speaks. Never since that he was born of his mother, was he never in this world, why half so blithe? Blin, burn, from thy bird, bead me no more. I have a stroke in this stead, without strife hent, and if thou wretchest me any more, I readily shall quite, and yield yearly again, and thereto ye trust and foo. But one stroke here me falls, the covenant shot right so, firmed in Arthur's halls, and therefore hend now who? The hathel held at him from, and on his axe rested, set the shaft upon shore, and on the sharp leaned, and looked at the lead that on the land yeed, how that doughty dreadless dervly there stands, armful Aglis, in heart it him likes. Then he meals merrily with a much Stephen, and with a rykane reared he to the rank said, bold burn on this bent, be not so brindle, no man here unmannerly thee misboden has, nor kid but as covenanted, at king's court shaped. I hight thee a stroke, and thou it hast. Hold thee well paid. I release thee of the remnant of rights all other. If I deliver had been a buffet paronter, I could wroth loker have worried, to thee have wrought anger. First I manced thee merrily with a mint one, and rove thee with no wroth sore with right I thee proffered, for the forward that we fessed in the first night. And thou tristily the troth and truly me heldest, all the gain thou me gave as good man should. That other month for the morn man I thee proffered. Thou kissedest my clear wife, the kisses me rectest. For both two here I thee be but two bare mints, bout scathe. True man true restore, then there man dread no waith. At the third thou failed Thor, and therefore that tap taith. For it is my weed that thou wearest, that ilk-woven girdle. Mine own wife it thee wove, I wot well forsooth. Now know I well thy kisses, and thy costs also, and the wooing of my wife, I wrought it myself. I sent her to assay thee, and soothly methinks, one the faultless freak that ever on foot yeed. As a pearl than the white pea is of price more, so is Gawain in good faith and other gay knights. But here you lacked a little, sir, and luty you wanted. But that was for no wily work, nor wooing neither. But for ye loved your life, thee less I you blame. That other stiff man in study stood a great while, so aggrieved for grieve he gried within. All the blood of his breast bled to his face, that all he shrank for shame what the shock talked. The first word upon foe that the freak mealed, cursed worth cowardice and covetise both, in you is villainy and vice that virtue destroys. Then he caught to the knot, and the kest loosens, braid brothly the belt to the burn selvan. Lo, there the falsing foul may it fall. For care of thy knock, cowardice me taught to accord me with covetise, my kind to forsake, that is largesse and luty that longs to knights. Now am I faulty and false, and feared have been ever, of treachery and untruth both betide sorge and care. I beknow you, knight, here still, all faulty is my fare. Let me overtake your will, and eft I shall be ware. Then laughed that other lead, and lovely said, I hold it heartily whole, the harm that I had. Thou art confessed so clean, beknown of thy misses, and hast the penance apert at the point of mine edge. I hold thee policed of that plight, and pured as clean, as thou hadst never forfeited, sithen thou wast first born. And I give thee, sir, the girdle that is gold-hemmed, for it is green as my gown, Sir Gawain. Ye may think upon this ilk-threep, where thou forth thringest among princes of price, and this a pure token of the chance of the green chapel with chivalrous knights. And ye shall in this new year again to my wones, and we shall revel the remnant of this rich fest full beam. There laughed him fast the lord, and said, with my wife I ween, we shall you well accord that was your enemy keen. Nay, forsooth, quoth the sag, and seized his helm, and has it off Hendley, and the hathel thanks. I have sojourned sadly, seal you betide, and he yielded you yare that yarks all minsks. And commend me to that courteous, your comely fair, both that one and that other, mine honoured ladies, that thus their knight with their kest have quaintly beguiled. But it is no fairly, though a fool made, and through wiles of women be wone into sorrow. For so was Adam on earth with one beguiled, and Solomon with field seer, and Samson eft sones. Delilah dealt him his weird, and David thereafter was blended by Bathsheba that much bale thold. Now these were wrathed by their wiles, it were a win huge, to love them well and leave them not a lead that could. For these were formed the freest that folged all the seal, excellently of all the others, under heaven rich that mused. and all they were bewiled with women that they used. Though I be now beguiled, methink me bird be excused. But your girdle, quoth Gawain, God you for yield, that will I wield with good will, not for the wingold, nor the saint, nor the silk, nor the side pendants for wealth, not for worship, nor for the wonk works, but in sign of my surfeit I shall see it oft, when I ride in renown, remorse to myself the fault and the frailty of the flesh crabbed, how tender it is to entice touches of filth. And thus, when pride shall me prick for prowess of arms, a look at this Lovelace shall leath my heart. But one I would you pray displeases you never, since ye be lord of the yonder land where I have lent in, with you with worship, the why it you yield that upholds the heaven and on high seats. How norn ye your right name, and then no more? That I shall tell ye truly, quoth that other then, Bertilac de Hauteser I had in this land, through might of Morgan le Fay that in my house lings, and cointice of clergy by crafts well learned, the maistress of Merlin many has taken, for she has dealt drory full dear some time with that conable clerk that knows all your knights at hame. Morgan the goddess, therefore, it is her name, wield as none so high hortess that she cannot make full tame. She weighed me in this wise to your wind hall, for to essay the circuitry, if it sooth were, that rends of the great renown of the round table. She weighed me this wonder your wits to reave, for to have grieved Guinevere and got her to die for glothning of that ilk goman that ghostly spoke with his head in his hand before the high table. That is she that is at home, the ancient lady. She is even thine aunt, Arthur's half-sister, the duchess's daughter of Tintagel, the dear Uther after had Arthur upon that Athel is now. Therefore I eat thee, Hathel, to come to thine aunt, make merry in my house, my many thee loves, and I will thee as well why by my faith as any gome under God for thy great troth. And he nicked him nay, he knowed in no way, they acolen and kissen and kennen either other to the Prince of Paradise, and parted right there on cold, Gawain on Blancful Bean, to the King's Burg Buskers bold, and the knight in the anchor green, whitherward wherever he wold. Wild ways in the world Woan now rides on Gringalet, that the grace had getten of his life. Oft he harboured in house, and oft all thereout, and many adventures in vales, and vanquished oft, that I need tight at this time in tale to remean. The hurt was whole that he had hent in his neck, and the blikinged belt he bore thereabout, Abeleth as a baldric bounden by his side, locked under his left arm the lace with a knot, in tokening he was ta'en in touch of a fault. And thus he comes to the court, knight all in sound. There wakened weal in that woe, when wist he great, that good Gawain was come, gain it him thought. The king kisses the knight and the queen also, and sithen many sicker knights that sought him to hail, of his fare that him framed and fellily he tells, by knowes all the costs of care that he had, the chance of the chapel, the cheer of the knight, the love of the lady, the lace at the last, the nerd in the neck he naked them showed, that he latched for his unliety at the Leeds hands for blame. He teemed when he should tell. He groaned for grief and grame. The blood in his face did mell, when he it should show for shame. Lo, Lord, quoth the lead and the lace handled, this is the bend of this blame I bear in my neck. This is the lath and the loss that I latched have, of cowardice and covetise that I have caught there. This is the token of untruth that I am taken in, and I must needs it wear while I may last. For man may hide his harm, but unhap knee may hit. For where it once is attached, twin will it never. The king comforts the knight, and all the court also, laughed loud thereat and lovelily accords, that lords and ladies that long to the table, each burn of the brotherhood a baldric should have, a band, Abeleth him about of a bright green, and that, for the sake of that saying, in sweet to wear, for that was accorded the renown of the round table, and he honoured that it had evermore after, as it is breathed in the best book of romance. Thus in Arthur's day this honour betide, the Brutus books thereof bear witness, sithen Brutus the bold burned, bowed hither first, after the siege and the assault with ceased at Troy, Iwis. Many altars here before have fallen such ere this, now that bore the crown of thorn, he bring us to his bliss. Amen. Holy soy, quem al ponce,